Child Preachers of Scandinavia. In Scandinavia also the Advent message was proclaimed. Many were roused to confess and forsake their sins and seek pardon in the name of Christ. But the clergy of the state church opposed the movement, and some who preached the message were thrown into prison. In many places where the preachers of the Lord's soon coming were thus silenced, God was pleased to send the message through little children. As they were under age, the state could not restrain them, and they were permitted to speak unmolested. In the humble dwellings of laborers, the people assembled to hear the warning. Some of the child preachers were not more than 6 or 8 years of age, and while their lives testified that they loved the Savior, they ordinarily manifested only the intelligence and ability usually seen in children of that age. When standing before the people, however, they were moved by an influence beyond their natural gifts. Tone and manner changed, and with solemn power they gave the warning of the judgment, "Fear God, and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." The people heard with trembling. The Spirit of God spoke to hearts. Many were led to search the Scriptures, the intemperate and immoral were reformed, and a work was done so marked that even ministers of the state church were forced to acknowledge that the hand of God was in the movement. It was God's will that tidings of the Savior's coming should be given in Scandinavia, and He put His Spirit upon the children that the work might be accomplished. When Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, the people, intimidated by the priests and rulers, ceased their joyful proclamation as they entered the gates of Jerusalem. But the children in the temple courts took up the refrain, and cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David." As God wrought through children at the time of Christ's first advent, so He wrought through them in giving the message of His second advent.